Steve Kim, my man. Guys, if you don't know who Steve Kim is, it's this Asian slash Korean guy that comes on the Jason Whitlock Race Haven show, because that's all it is. He calls it Fearless, but it's more of a Race Haven. Guy, this Asian guy loves to come on. He talks sports, but he loves to come on and try to chastise black folks about black issues. Of course, he has a black man on the show, because otherwise we know he wouldn't be doing that if he had a show of his own. But he loves to come on that show and make his opinions about black folks. Now, guys, I know y'all want to hear some relationship talk, and we are going to get to the relationship talk a little bit further down in the show. But I wanted to jump on here because I want to add a little sports into the show, because I love sports, just like talking about relationships also. So I just wanted to jump on here and, handle this topic because it needs to be handled. We're going to take a look at the video and we're going to come right back and I'm going to jump down on it.
And I do have one last thing to say about Dion in terms of like how he is representing black culture. And I hear this term a lot, black excellence, from very same people that we've spotlighted. I say, okay, it's your culture. But I would say this, and this is probably going to ruffle a few feathers, but this is what we do. If Dion would have the likes of, let's say, Thomas Sowell talk to the team to talk about America, a Colonel Allen West or a Clarence Thomas, men of that stature, and not just rappers and entertainers and other athletes who, in the big picture, they're not that important. If you have those people in to talk to the team, to watch the game, you know what? I would say, you know what, Dion? I'm more or less with you. But he's not.
Let me say this. And I'm talking directly to you, Mr. Kim. Directly to you. Nobody, especially black folks, give a damn about what an Asian guy is trying to chastise black people on black people issues. Your opinion is irrelevant. Hell, just 8 months ago, as I can remember, maybe a little bit longer, a few more, maybe eight months to a year ago, y'all was just running around here talking about Asian hates. So y'all got problems of your own in this country. And you don't need to be trying to chastise black folks on how we need to handle our issues, who we need to listen at, or who we need to present to our own. Now, you come over there and Jason Whitlock, safe Race Haven, and you try to give a logical opinion about racism. And racism is mostly felt and subliminal. And what I mean by that is that you can, listen, man, I'm from the Deep South. I'm from way down yonder. I was raised right up the street from a sundown town. And you could go to that town and it was understood. They didn't have to tell you. They didn't have to look at you crazy. It's just understood. You don't need to be there after sundown. And see, I came up in the 80s. They wasn't hanging black folks during that time, 80s, 90s. They wasn't hanging black folks. But what would happen if you broke down on the side of the road, police would come by, pick you up, take you down a dirt road, whoop your ass, and bring you back, throw you in jail, charge you with something. And wouldn't nothing be said about it, nothing be done about it, just because you was in that town after sundown. That's how it is. Why do you think they have all these street names of Confederate soldiers, statues, and things of that nature? And my point is, you stand up here trying to give us a logical opinion about how black folks, you know, we need to present this type of person. Hell, Clarence Thomas, out of all people. I ain't finna go here and talk bad about Clarence Thomas, but we all know about Clarence Thomas. And you up here trying to suggest Clarence Thomas to us. Who the hell cares about what you think? Who the hell cares about what you think in your logical perspective of racism or how black folks should handle each other? We don't care what no agents say, because frankly, y'all don't have the power in this country to help us anyway. Yes, we might run into an Asian judge, an Asian police officer, an Asian banker, but overall, y'all don't have the power. Hell, you got problems of your own that you need to be worried about. Yeah. Really, we don't even pay attention to you when you're talking to sport, because we don't see no Asian people out there too much playing football and basketball. We might see one here, one there. We don't really pay attention to. We don't really see no Asian people playing the sport that we like. Now, I'm not saying that y'all can't play. I'm not saying that y'all are not welcome to play, but we don't see them. Hell, we don't even talk about it in the barbershop. I mean, because if you did come to a black folk barbershop, you would be on the outside looking in. Because I promise you, it would be a bunch of N-words going on. Ninja this, ninja that. And you better not use the word, because you already know what's going to happen. So really, you know, when we listen at you talk sports, okay, fine. We'll let you have your opinion. Cool. That's fine. We're not going to discriminate against you or nothing like that. But when you get down to talking about black folks issue, man, you're going way too far. And see, Jason will let you come over there on his show and do that. And and here's a memo for all the folks that love to go on Jason Whitlock's and shows like this. If you go on that show, then we're going to deem you as a suspected racist automatically. See, because that's why Jason Whitlock has that show. And we can get on here and we can talk. We can say anything we want to say about Jason Whitlock. Jason Whitlock ain't going nowhere, and he don't care, because Jason Whitlock is trying to make money, period. He's at age. He's trying to make all the money he can. And he thinks he's intelligent by using the oldest method in the world. Talk greasy about black folks. White man come give me a lot of money so he can hide behind me, and I can be his protector. This method has been around forever, and it ain't going nowhere. But it's up to us to point this stuff out, and it's up to us to beware, because that's all Jason is about. Now, he goes around hollering about Deion Sanders and looking for views, and Stephen A. He just in this for money, and he does. And oh, I don't do everything for money. Yes, you do, Jason. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. But you do it in the worst way, because you would rather get on here and talk greasy about black folks. And yes, the sponsors are going to come, and the viewers are going to come. They're going to come because that's what you're doing. And you're doing it for money. Like, if you weren't doing it for money, how about you just create a website, make some videos, take your ass over there on your website. Don't tell nobody that you made a website. You just make the website and go make videos. You're not going to do that, Jason, because you're on here for subscribers. You're on here for views, just like everybody else. So this notion that you think we dumb, we're not. You think you're intelligent by using the methods that you use. You're not intelligent at all. You think we stupid, but we not. And see, Mr. Steve Kim, he comes off. Now, I'm not saying that he's a racist, but he's suspected coming on your show. But he comes off as an Asian guy that is here in America. He wants to be a part of the white culture. So he has white folks mannerism. Fine. That's how you want to live. Fine. That's how you want to be. You have white folks mannerism. But now you want to take on the part of the culture that talks greasy about black folks. Try to chastise us on the things that we, on the issues in our community, and racism in our community, and things of that nature. And I know you're going to say, well, I never said nothing about racism. Yeah, man, listen, like I told you, I grew up next to a sundown town in the deep South. The deep South. You getting late over in the evening. I feel like going home. If I don't find my baby, somebody going to bury me. It's getting late over in the evening. I live in that kind of South, and that kind of South has overt racism. See, it's categories of racism. It's hidden racism, ignorant racism, overt racism, those categories. And, you know, so I'm very well versed on the coded talk when you get on here on this this Race Haven show and start spewing out those opinions. So I just want to put that out there, man. I just, you know, that's something I had to check, you know, because you need to be checked, Asian guy. You know, I don't have no problem with Asian people, but I do have a problem with anybody that wants to come over here and tell us about our own issues. Let's move on, guys. Let's jump into this relationship stuff, man. You know, enough of that fool.
You're not going to see your son because he's autistic.
So we can go look at each other? What else are we going to do? Stand there and look at each other. Just have no conversations whatsoever.
Your
right?
son. Can't your even son, yeah. Ball. You going to stand there and look at him? Yeah, you going to stand there and look at him.
He can't even walk. He barely crawls around. That's not my kid.
That's how you...
Have you seen him?
Yeah, I've seen the DNA results,
too. He doesn't look like me.
He ain't got to look like you.
He doesn't have the ears. He doesn't even have the complexion. What you talking about?
He got your blood.
He can't even talk.
He got your blood.
When I was his age, I was walking around. I was doing all that. He can't even do that.
I can't believe it.
Have you seen his mama?
Oh my God! I cannot believe it. You should have thought about that before you slept with her.
Believe me, what? Baby?
You should have thought about that before you slept with her. You should have thought about that before you slept.
You act like I really care about it, though. You act like I really care about it. That's not my child. That's not my child. That boy don't look nothing like me.
He can't
even stand straight up.
I don't even know who I'm married right now. I don't even know who I'm talking to.
You hearing it? Because I've told you about this. It's in my DNA. His DNA? That's not my DNA. His chromosomes are not mine. That's not my boy. Stop playing with me.
I cannot believe you saying
can't that. Can't do what? He can't even do nothing. We there and he's just looking. What am I going to do with
teach
that?
Him. Teach him.
I've been
him.
Trying to teach him. The boy's not even willing to put the time in. I'm trying to figure out. I'm sorry.
He's autistic. He's not going to learn at the same level that everybody else.
I don't have patience
else
for that, baby. He's not mine.
That's
baby.
Not, listen.
Me,
he
I
is yours.
It.
He's yours. He's yours.
He's not mine.
How is he not yours?
He's not mine.
How is he not
those
yours?
Those results. I don't know. I don't know where they can get no DNA
they
from.
They didn't pull him out. You know what?
What?
You heard me.
Why don't you go over there, go to the house. You go over there, play ball with him. You
I didn't sleep.
Spend that
I didn't sleep with his mama.
You
first of all, no. I didn't sleep with his mama.
His mom ain't got nothing to do with this.
Yes, it do.
Let his mom take care of him then. They fine, right? She left. They good. They okay. together. They fine.
That's
let
the
them eat two peas in a pot.
That's
I ain't
the
got
type of daddy you gonna be?
Type of daddy.
You talking about having a baby by me?
I am that man. What you talking about?
You're talking about having a baby with me.
We're gonna have
me.
A perfect child. What you mean? We ain't gotta worry about that.
So if our baby come out autistic, this is what you gonna do?
Is he going to be autistic?
If it comes out autistic,
you better go to that lab and go get the right chromosomes for it. That's what I'm saying.
You ignorant motherfucker.
What you talking about? I'm just being honest and real. You know that little boy wasn't mine.
So if
look
I have...
Look at him.
Let me ask
doing
you a
all
question.
Those and all that
let
other
me
stuff,
ask,
man.
Let me
what
ask
you talking about?
As my husband. Bruh. As my husband. Let me ask you a question.
I'm listening.
If I have a baby and it comes out autistic, is this what you're going to do?
If it's not autistic, that's all I got to say.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
Guess what I
was, as long as it's everything with me and it's like us, we can make it work. Anything smaller than that, baby, it's not gonna work. It's literally not gonna work.
I'm pregnant.
What?
You heard what I said. I'm pregnant.
You serious?
I'm very serious.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to find out what the DNA results, huh? I don't create autistic children, baby.
All right, guys, man. This is crazy. And you would think that stuff like this never happens or never take place, man. But this shit happens all the time. People do and say, and, I mean, we all watch TikTok and all these different platforms and we watch the news and stuff that you couldn't even fathom in your mind people would do. It's real. It's real. You can think it's not real. You can take it as a joke, but check, it's real. It's dead real. Let's start with the wife. Right now, she's attached to this guy, but I guarantee you she's losing respect by the second for him because he has no morals or values. And I tell women this all the time. They always think that finances and looks, finances, mostly finances for women, they think that's the end all be all. And then lastly, it's morals and values. Morals and values are dead. Or first, number one. And this guy right here has no morals. He has no values. He has void of responsibility and void of accountability. For him to even be talking like that, he's got to be really misled, misguided, and just foul. He can't call himself an alpha. He can't call himself a boss. He's a low-level deadbeat guy. And see, these are the type of women, as you say, this woman went married this guy. I can guarantee you that he shows signs of this foolish talk before she married this guy. Now, he done had, sounds like to me, he has an autistic son. He had the son before they were married. And now he's up here talking about, well, he's trying to basically disown the kid and say the kid is not his and all that crap. That's a void of responsibility. void of responsibility. And you find a lot of these kind of guys, and you hate to beat down on single mothers, but a lot of them not raised around fathers. I mean, respectable father, responsible fathers, things of that nature that can help guide them and teach them that, listen, man, you have, let me tell you something, man. Let my son come over here and talk about they got an autistic son and that ain't none of their kid. DNA tests already said that it's your kid, and you talking about it couldn't possibly come for you, so you ain't gonna, man, get your ass out from over here. Don't come back to my house ever again, because I took care of you. Your ass gonna take care of your son, period. But see, single mothers, you know, these guys, they get around their mom, and when you get around women or sons are raised by women, they learn, they pick up on this lack of accountability, lack of response. That's why you have these kids that live with their parents, these boys living with their parents, or grown men, I should say, until they 30, 35. Still living with their mama because they don't have no responsibility. And anything they do that they mess up, it's lack of accountability. It's always somebody made them do it. It's always something caused them to do it. Yeah. And yeah, a lot of them have children all over the place with low-level deadbeat women. Low-level women. Dots. Because a lot of these women are gravitated towards this this type of foul behavior. And now they can have 100 other guys, good guys, hardworking guys, guys that's responsible. No, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. They want these low-level deadbeat fathers. Guy talking about, man, he couldn't be mine. I could never have a child like that. Now get your ass out of here. Just get out of here, man. You know, and see, so many times, you know, we like to get on the women. And rightfully so, because they shouldn't be dealing with these kind of guys. But also, there shouldn't be these kind of guys to be dealing with in the first place. Low-level ass. You know, I can't defend this type of behavior, man. But these are how some of our sons are turning out, man. The young black community, this is where they're going to. This type of foolish behavior. Anyway, guys, let's move on.
She's not even out of high school yet.
She gonna be okay?
Man, look. I don't need all this pressure right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't need that.
You're barely even here. What pressure?
What are you talking about? I am here. I work 12 hours a day to put a roof over your head. But you never here. You over there with somebody else. Now you bringing back something to other. Come on now.
First of all, it's not even that serious. You're really just making a big deal out of it.
Oh, so it's funny.
You want to hear yourself first.
Oh, like, it's funny now. It's funny?
I'm sorry, really?
Dad. I mean, you out there with him too. You acting like you dumb too.
What you mean?
That's why she run around here like that. Cause
don't
you
do that.
Scared.
So don't do that. Okay, you're not about to do too much because y'all had me at the same age. Exactly. Do you not recall how old we were when we were messing around?
I understand that.
You said it better.
I didn't never think it was going to be like that, but that's how it is.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So why? Like dip that hand.
So I'm playing my
card. 16 years ago. What you mean?
But that don't mean for everybody. Every generation keep doing the same thing over and over. I'm not going to do that.
Okay, but
do you even know who the father is?
I met the boy at Temple Time. The one that came
off the. See, look at you.
Okay, but she know who the father is.
Oh,
she
do.
Know who our baby daddy
ain't
is.
Ain't even made the first appointment.
Of course she made the appointment. She got an appointment. We got it under control.
Oh, you got it under control.
It's under control.
I don't understand.
She gonna be all right. She gonna graduate.
It sounds like the daughter is trying to check the father and the mother is co-signing with this crap. Now, I listened to that Nightcap with Shannon Sharp and Chad Johnson, man. I listened to Chad Johnson. And, you know, he constantly says, hey, man, my wife wear the pants. You know, I want to be a stay-at-home father and all that old foolishness, man. And listen, guys, when you take on that idea, then this probably how the woman going to end up talking to you and treating you and your daughter, because they don't have no respect. They lose respect for those kind of men. Sounds like this guy is a guy that goes to work, but somewhere down the line, and maybe it could have started off from the beginning, he allowed the woman to get to a certain place where she could just say anything and disrespect him any kind of way. He lost his bearing. He lost his bearing, guys. Now, I'm not telling you have to you have to rule your family with an iron fist. I'm not saying that, guys. I'm not saying that. But you have to understand a few things. And there's some things that you must do. The number one thing is that no means no when you're dealing with a woman. No means no. Because if a woman finds out that you're unable to say no to her when she's making these foolish decisions, because guys, women are all over the place. They up, down, left, right, backward, forward, in a circle. And once they dig their feelings and emotions into a decision that they want to do, they go into it with full force. And if you're not able to say no to a decision that could ruin the family or put you in a situation where you're unable to take care of the family or be the man of the family, then you're going to be in a bind. And once shit goes left and, you know, you're following or you can't say no to her and she's making these decisions because a woman's feelings are superior to everything, everyone. And she makes those decisions and you go along with it. Shit go left. You're going to be the blame, man. She gonna blame you. You gonna be the blame because at the least she's gonna tell you, you're the man. You should stand up to me and you should have said no. She's gonna tell you that. But all the while, she's giving you hell about you saying no when it's time for you to say no. So, guys, you have to be able to say no and mean no. Next thing is this. Never allow a woman to know what you really care about. Never do that. Never allow her to know what you really care about. Because once she finds out what you really care about, you give her some sort of power. You're going to give her, I ain't going to say so. You give her a level of power. You give her a level of power. And you always have to be willing to leave. Those are some of the main things. You have to be willing to leave. You cannot tell her what you really care about. For instance, if you really care about cars, houses, and things, she'll try to position herself where she can take those things away from you and she can have leverage over you because her feelings will put her in that space. Because she's always trying to test and see how strong you are. Women are always trying to test and see how strong that you are. And another thing, guys, is just you never bow into how much a woman loves you. She'll sit there and tell you, I love you. Oh, I'll never leave you. I'll do blah, blah, blah. Always remember, she don't love you as much as she say she do. She's just speaking out of her emotions at the moment. She will leave you. So you got to always be prepared just in case that happens. That's no such thing as unconditional love. So you never buy into that shit. Now, you can love a woman because this is the big thing. We have the red pill community and we have the blue pill. Or whatever, and all the pills in between, you know. The problem is some guys are stuck in a space where they want to be in a relationship, but they also want to be respected by their woman and they want to have control of their family. And it's hard to navigate with women having so many different choices and options, whether to go, stay, leave. I can be with this man or these guys showing me there are so many different options or whatnot. So it's very hard to navigate yourself through that. The main thing is always you can never, ever, ever buy into what a woman is telling you. Believe about 20% of what she's saying and the other 80%, you have to watch her and anticipate because mainly you are right long as she's feeling. As long as she's feeling that she loves you, it's when she get to thinking. Once she get to thinking, she's going to start thinking of stuff that's probably going to be detrimental to the relationship most of the time. And a lot of time, guys, y'all want to buy into this idea of you can't live without her or she makes you. And I've said this many times. Never ever think a woman make you. You have to make yourself. Never ever think you need a woman. You need God. Those are the things. It's okay to love a woman. You just can't be in love with them. And you can find 100 podcasters that will tell you the same thing. You have to find a way to love a woman and not be in love with her. And the only way you can do that is you can't buy into the situation. You can't buy into how much she cares for you. You can't buy into that she'll never leave you. You can never buy into those things because they could change real quick. You will never satisfy a woman's desire for the feeling of love. She's always going to want to desire that high, that eroticism. And you can only be new so long. You can't really give them that first level of eroticism, that first time eroticism when you first meet the woman, the euphoria. You can't give them that. I will say this. You have to always make a woman chase your love. That don't mean mistreating her. That means make her chase it. Make her think that once I get him to be in a certain place where he loves me to death, then that's the ultimate feeling. And you want to always keep her climbing the ladder to try to get that ultimate feeling of anticipation. Once you allow her and allow yourself to fall into the trap of now I'm in love with her, I'll do anything for her, then that's when problems are going to start to occur, you know. And you're going to end up just like this young man right here, you know, complaining. Complaining has no respect from the woman and no respect for the daughter. Hell, the daughter really don't even, I don't even think she know who the father is. He's trying to guide her. He's trying to say, listen, this is not the way to conduct your life. This is not the way to carry yourself. Look at how the mother dressed, you know. Look at how the mother dressed. And if the guy and the father is trying to add some kind of guidance in there, but there's no way he can guide the daughter or tell his wife what to do, because the wife don't respect him and the daughter has lost respect for him. So the only thing that he can do at this point is cut both of them off. Cut both of them off. That's nothing else you can make out of this. Only thing you can do is cut their asses off. Go start you a new family. And when people say, man, why? What happened to your family? Why you leave? I left them on the basis of lack of respect. Anyway, guys, I'm out.